BBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 13 and 14. Satan masquerades as an angel of light. Understand the enemy. God appointed Satan a seat of authority. He left. Now he's the chief of the devils, and in that, he has been granted some temporary authority, but not the same authority as before. Chapter 2, verse 11, chapter 4, verse 4, Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 through 6, 1 Corinthians 21, verse 1, 2 Samuel 24, 1, Job 1, verses 6 through 16, and chapter 2, verses 1 through 7, Zechariah 3, verses 1 and 2, and Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11, chapter 12, verse 24, John chapter 12, verse 31, and chapter 13, verse 30, and finally Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2. Oh yes, and there's also Hebrews 2, 14, and 1 Peter 5, 8. He is an apostate angel, assuming the appearance of an angel. So, his followers seek authority and are sometimes granted it. So, Satan's false power. He can assume whatever aspect he pleases. He can dissemble and appear to be eminently pious. He is the prince of duplicity as well as of wickedness, and it is the consumption of bad power for an individual to be able to assume any character which he pleases. There's four things to know about this. First is Satan's false art. He is long practiced in deceptive art. For thousands of years, he has been practicing the art of delusion, and with him, it is perfect. Second is Satan's false piety. We are not to suppose that all that appears to be pious is piety. Some of the most plausible appearances of piety are assumed by Satan and his ministers. None ever professed, professed a profounder regard for the authority of God than Satan did when he tempted the Savior Jesus Christ. And if the prince of wickedness can appear to be an angel of light, we are not to be surprised if those who have the blackest of hearts appear to be men of most eminent piety. Third is Satan's false tongue. We should be on our guard. We should not listen to suggestions merely because they appear to come from a pious man, nor because they seem to be prompted by a regard for the will of God. We may be always sure that if we are to be tempted, it will be by someone having a great appearance of virtue and religion. And fourth, Satan's false holiness. We are not to expect that Satan will appear to a man to be as bad as he really is. He hardly ever shows himself openly to be a spirit of pure wickedness or darkness and an abomination in his character, or full of evil and hatred. He would thus defeat himself. It is for this reason that wicked men do not believe that there is such a being as Satan. Though continually under his influence and, quote, led captive by him at his will, yet they neither see him nor the chains which lead them, nor are they willing to believe in the existence of the one or the other.
BBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group